A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In those days, a great number who believed turned to the Lord. The news about them reached the ears of the church in Jerusalem, and they sent Barnabas to go to Antioch. When he arrived and saw the grace of God, he rejoiced and encouraged them all to remain faithful to the Lord in firmness of heart. For he was a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and faith. And a large number of people was added to the Lord. Then he went to Tarsus to look for Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. For a whole year they met with the church and taught a large number of people. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. Now there were in the church at Antioch prophets and teachers: Barnabas, Simeon, who was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who was a close friend of Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them." Then, completing their fasting and prayer, they laid hands on them and sent them off. The word of the Lord. Brothers and sisters, today is the feast of Saint Barnabas, probably one of the most unappreciated heroes of the New Testament. He was a Jew from Cyprus, whose original name was Joseph. He became a convert to Christianity, and in that conversion process, he was given the name Barnabas. He preached with Paul in Cyprus, in Syria, in Turkey. And legend has it that he was martyred in the year 61 at Cyprus. But for me, the most fascinating aspect of Barnabas is his name. The name Barnabas means son of encouragement. Wow! He must have been one heck of a guy. He must have been positive, caring, enthusiastic. And indeed, he had a huge role in the life of St. Paul, his friend, St. Paul. He was the one that vouched for the authenticity of Saul's conversion experience, and therefore he was the one that convinced the other disciples to accept Paul. He recognized Paul's gifts. During his mission in Antioch, he brought Paul to Antioch to help him in that mission to the Gentiles. He must have been an incredibly humble person to be a leader in Antioch and yet go find Paul, work with Paul, and eventually allow Paul to be the leader. He worked with Paul for an entire year in Antioch, and they must have been incredibly effective, for it was in Antioch that the followers of the way were first called Christians. Barnabas supported Paul at the Council of Jerusalem, and together they convinced Peter and the other disciples that a mission to the Gentiles was appropriate. Barnabas accompanied Paul on his first missionary journey. So in many ways, my friends, there would have been no Paul, no Christian mission to the Gentiles, without the support, the encouragement of Barnabas. Encouragement is really an interesting concept. I would suggest that encouragement is a moment of grace, a moment of grace that all of us have experienced when we are encouraged, when we have been encouraged by, for example, a parent, a spouse or sibling, a teacher or friend. Through encouragement, our courage is restored. We are given new hope for the future. In his book, The Revolution of Hope, Eric Fromm distinguishes between active and passive hope. Passive hope is sort of like just hanging around hoping things will get better. But active hope, according to Eric Fromm, is like the crouched tiger waiting for the opportunity. Christian hope is an active hope. It's an active trust in the power of Jesus in our life. That act of trust is exemplified in today's gospel reading from Matthew, when Jesus encourages his apostles to be preachers, encourages them to go out there and do the Lord's work. We too are encouraged to be preachers. And what do we say? We say what the apostles said. Be at peace, for the kingdom of heaven is among you. Be at peace, for the kingdom of heaven is among you. The book of Acts shows us in so many ways the power of courage and active hope. And in our own lives, courage and active hope can be displayed and restored even when we have doubts about Jesus entering our mind. So I encourage you to read Acts. You will find through the reading of Acts encouragement and new hope. To end, you too, I too, can be a son or daughter of encouragement. My friends, close your eyes. Envision someone you know that desperately needs Christian hope. Imagine yourself giving him or her that hope that he or she so desperately needs. See yourself witnessing to and loving that person. Now, brothers and sisters, open your eyes. Go do it. Be Barnabas for that person.